And now let's join Maggie Linton on SiriusXM Urban View.
Well, welcome back. Childhood obesity continues to run rampant in the U.S. Jan Pennington, founder and CEO of Healthy Hands Cooking, believes getting kids involved in their own food preparation will lead to healthier choices and also a love of food. Food Prep and Certification Instructor booklet is also available, and that's what Jan is talking about. Healthy Hands Cooking, Nutrition and Cooking Program Manual. And so welcome, Jan. How are you?
Oh, hey. Hi, Maggie. Thank you. I'm well. How are you?
I'm just doing really good. You have a real passion to find the people who love to cook and then want to help others, especially kids, don't you?
That is absolutely true. There's so many kids out there who just don't have the skills in the kitchen that, you know, I had when I was growing up. So we are definitely looking for adults who have that passion for healthy cooking and love to spend time with kids.
Well, I was going to say, I hung in the kitchen a lot with my mom and my dad because both of them were pretty good cooks, my mom being an outstanding, excellent cook. But not every mom is a good cook to be teaching her kids. I got examples of that, too.
Well, you know, it's funny because when I was growing up, we never ate at restaurants at all. In fact, it was once a year on my parents' anniversary. And wow, things have changed since the time I was raised. We, you know, we had all our family meals were at home. So times have certainly changed.
Well, let's talk about the courses that you order, that you have and how that works in finding someone who can become a certified instructor or helper.
Yes, sure. Well, Healthy Hands Cooking is a career opportunity for any adult who has a passion for healthy cooking in kids. And what we offer is an online certification and training program that allows them to go through our training from the convenience of their home computer and go through different modules that teach them how to start really their career with the basics. And that is things like a background check and food handling safety, and then getting proper licenses and permits, and then finding the facilities and partners that they will partner with to hold their classes. And this is really about, it's business building, it's career opportunity, and it's really supporting an individual who has an entrepreneurial mindset, maybe has some flexible hours, and really has a passion for health, nutrition, and kids all kind of wrapped up into one.
And you don't necessarily have to have a dietary background in order to be able to do this.
No, and that's the beauty of it. Every single class that we offer has a pre-written lesson plan, and we start with a 20 to 30-minute nutrition game or activity that the instructors will go through with their students, and it kind of lays a foundation for what the kids will then learn in class. So if I can give an example, for example, we might be talking about how much sugar is in a favorite beverage, and we'll teach the children how to properly read a food label, how to measure the sugar into a cup, and then we'll make a healthy, fizzy, you know, drink alternative that they can make at home that would you know, eliminate the sodas and all the other high sugary drinks that they're used to having on their own.
And it's a way also of them learning so much more about food and nutrition in kind of a fun way.
That's exactly what it's designed to do. That's right. Yes, they have activities and games and coloring sheets and all kinds of things to help teach the concepts of whole foods, natural foods, foods from the garden, and really expanding their taste buds as well.
All right. Let's go with the, you also have something called the Legacy Chefs, where you get older people and younger people together. And for me, that's always sharing of great stories.
Oh, I love our Legacy Chefs program. It is an intergenerational program that allows our students who are ages 2 to 13 to attend one of our classes that might be held in an active retirement community center. And seniors who are at the community centers are more than welcome and invited to come participate and tell stories and help mentor a child in the class. And it really is a great way to kind of get the young, and we call it the young at heart, together in the kitchen for some really fun cooking time.
And nurturing those relationships, too, that can mean so much. Because so often people who are in retirement communities are away from their families or, you know, don't live close. And it's a way of them developing friendships, too.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And it's also a way for the kids to have relations with the elderly, which they may or may not be getting on a regular basis mm-hmm. where they are.
Yeah.
So it just is such a wonderful concept. And the way it really works is that any one of our Healthy Hands Cooking classes can be held at a community center, and that's what we call our Legacy Chefs program. So our instructors are out there, and they're promoting their classes and partnering with senior facilities, and that's really what the Legacy Chefs program is all about.
And where did the idea for the Healthy Hands Cooking come from?
Oh, that was just for me, realizing that my daughter at the age of 11 had no clue how to cook in the kitchen.
Oh, really?
and me realizing that my life and our life was very rushed, and we were falling into some poor eating habits, and realizing that, it was time to maybe start teaching her a few things in the kitchen. And that happened back in 2011. My daughter was 11 at the time. And so I asked her if she would like to learn how to cook, and she was super excited, and she started inviting friends, and every week we'd get together on Tuesday just to cook in the kitchen with Ms. Kenzie and her friends. And that kind of is what sparked the whole concept of Healthy Hands Cooking. I think I realized very quickly I was making a difference with just a few little kids every week. And my big concept was, wow, what if 100 or 1,000 or 10,000 instructors could take this concept and touch the lives in their community every week? What kind of impact could we have on health, on obesity, on child's illnesses, disease? And so that's really what started the whole concept for me.
And, you know, what you learn at an early age is so valuable later on in life, too, because I've had roommates when I was in college, and they, you know, many of them did not know how to cook at all. And I'm going, what were your parents doing? How come you don't know how to cook?
It's so funny you say that, because we are just introducing a brand new, it's called a healthy traditional holiday meal. And we are going to teach the kids from scratch how to roast a whole chicken, make homemade mashed potatoes, homemade stuffing, garden green beans. And some of our instructors laughed and said, you know, I didn't have my first turkey dinner until I was 30. That was the first time I made it, or college was the first experience I had with this type of holiday meal. And I'm so excited, because these kids at such a young age are going to get to understand and be taught the traditional holiday meal from scratch.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Because people look at it like it's a lot of work, and it doesn't have to be if you space it out correctly.
Well, that's so true. And Many hands make for light work, right? So we get everybody involved with cutting and peeling and chopping. And so, yes.
I get my husband to do the potatoes, and then I pretty much handle everything else. Listen, we're going to take a quick break, but when we return, more from Jan Pennington, founder and CEO of Healthy Hands Cooking. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Featuring guests that highlight everyday life, you are listening to The Maggie Linson Show on SiriusXM Urban View. Let's join Maggie Linson on SiriusXM Urban View.
Well, welcome back. We continue with Jan Pennington. She is founder and CEO of Healthy Hands Cooking, and it's a movement now. Can't we call it that, Jan?
It's absolutely a movement. This is a group of like-minded people coming together to solve a very critical issue in our nation.
All right, let's talk about the obesity and how just kids making choices. You have a lot of really good recipes in here, very easy to make. Start with breakfast, because so often, you know, kids can be a little picky in the morning, you know, other than just cereals, or actually trying to get them away from Pop-Tarts.
Yes, you know, we have an 8-hour core program, and it's 2 hours a week for 4 weeks, and it actually starts with snacks and breakfast. And Like any mom, I mean, everybody's busy in the morning, and our recipes, like you said, are very simple. We teach kids things like putting together fresh ingredients into smoothies, or doing fruit dips, or simple egg dishes, or even whole grain pancakes with sautéed apples or blueberries, any way that we can kind of add a nutritional punch to what we're doing. And the other thing we don't do is we don't have white flour recipes, white sugar, artificial ingredients, artificial sweeteners. We really do avoid all of those ingredients, and we really do start with fresh whole foods.
And that's really important. If people can contact you through your website if they're interested in starting this. And for somebody who's looking for maybe just a part-time job or something where they enjoy working with kids, this is a great way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be both part-time or full-time. Mm-hmm. Now, our website is healthyhandscooking.com. Mm-hmm. It's designed for parents looking to enroll their children in classes or instructors, people who might want to consider the instructor opportunity and teach. We have instructors who are part-time, but we actually have instructors who have contracted full-time with schools, facilities, and school boards to offer their services full-time. So it's really dependent on the individual and, you know, what they're looking for in a career.
As so often nowadays, kids don't have what we used to call the home ec classes, like we used to have when I was growing up, you know, sewing, cooking, things along those lines. And it was like an actual requirement. When we got to junior high school, that was something that you were required to do. And we even had guys in particular in the cooking classes. And this may be a way for, say, a school system or something like that to solve those issues, too, and get their kids learning more, having someone come in, say, over a month's time, once a week, to help teach.
Well, you know, I don't think people realize the seriousness of the disconnect between our food source and our kids.
Mm-hmm.
For example, my very first Healthy Hands cooking class, I had this little 8-year-old boy who came to our class. He had absolutely no idea that mashed potatoes come from potatoes. He thought they only come from a box, and that's how you make them. And that, to me, was this aha moment where I felt sad and scared at the same time, because our kids are growing up, this generation of children, some of them are growing up without a concept of where our food comes from, how it's grown, how it's made, how we make it into proper foods. And that's why I think this is critical in schools and school-age children.
Yeah, it really is. The more you learn early, the better choices you're going to make all along. And, you know, there's always foods that kids aren't going to like. But as I was looking through your manual, your instructor's manual, you've got some really great recipes in here. And also very easy to make. They're user-friendly.
Yes, and that's probably my style of cooking coming through, but we ask my kids. But we our classes are designed to be portable, so a lot of the recipes can be made using very simple tabletop appliances. So it's kind of nice that an instructor doesn't need this great big fancy kitchen facility to run a class. A lot of the appliances we use are toasters or blenders or pancake griddles. And so the recipes you see are whole food, simple ingredients, minimal ingredients, great tasting, but using, the kids are still learning all the skills of the kitchen, like washing, cutting, chopping, knife safety, cross-contamination, kitchen skills, all the things that they would need as they continue to grow older and then start cooking on their own in the kitchen.
All right. If anybody has any questions or comments, you're certainly welcome to join us. Want to learn more? That's really quite inviting and quite interesting. The number is 866-801-8255. Once again, 866-801-8255. When I look at the recipes, a number of them, it says, you know, an adult assistance recipe. You got to know some of this is going to include chopping and things like that. But right from the very beginning, you even show them how to chop.
We do, and one of the things that we supply in our classes is a plastic chef's knife for each child, mm-hmm. and this is provided by one of our vendors, Curious Chef, and what I love about this knife is that it can cut through produce and vegetables, fruits, and even proteins, but a child cannot cut their finger on it. So it's really teaching them the bear claw method of cutting to start with, using a tool that won't hurt them. So that's just a really good thing that we have in all of our classes.
Yeah. Just kids being aware of food safety too, because way too often we still hear, you know, in restaurants and places all across the country of contamination, food contamination.
Yes, it's critical. You know, kids don't realize until they take our class or something similar that the foods carry pathogens, and certain foods cannot be mixed with certain foods, and there's care and cleaning taken between using your utensils and the item that you're working with, the food item. So yeah, it's really critical, and every class continues to establish food safety and kitchen safety skills with every class that they take.
And the importance of knowing how foods mix together, too. When I say that, how you can make it a lot more fun. You have in here a foiled baked veggies, and I can remember we used to, when I was in camp as a Girl Scout, we used to take foil and you know, we would saute the hamburger a little bit and then throw everything else into a foil, and we'd call it camp stew. And a great way to just learn how to do a few things and still make it a lot of fun.
Yes, yes. Now even college students can go to school and have a healthy meal for themselves in the dorm.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. So again, let's start from the very beginning. I also should say that your booklet does come with a DVD too, a lot of instructional videos. And putting all that together, you really try and make it as complete as possible.
We do, we do. So when an instructor goes through our training, they become what we call certified. They get a certificate, they get a medallion, and now they're ready for step two. And step two is joining our HHCIC community. It's our Healthy Hands Cooking Instructor community. That's where they are getting an annual license to use our menus, our lesson plans, our recipes, our nutrition games. They get a website, they get a class scheduler, they get everything they need. And the beautiful part about that is that when they hold an HHC class, they keep 100% of everything they earn. We're not a franchise. We're not a MLM. We're not like that. It's the traditional business model. We're just here to train and then support instructors after they become certified to teach the classes.
And that's also very important. I have to talk. Well, let's talk about the happy birthday menus, too, because they go from very simple to a little bit more intricate, but still all very easy. And it's a great way to look at a healthier menu for birthday parties.
It is. I mean, we always have the traditional make-your-own pizza, but we do it in a way where we're using very fresh ingredients, whole grain dough. We do it with crunchy vegetables and herb dips. So that's just kind of a favorite because each child can make their own pizza. But we also have other menus like baked Parmesan chicken fingers. What kid doesn't love chicken fingers? Well, we can make a healthier version with fries, baked French fries, and a salad. And this can all be done by the guests arriving at the party. We do things like whole wheat turkey lasagna and lettuce chicken wraps. And we even have some vegetarian options, vegetable and feta stir fry. So the healthy birthday parties are actually run by the instructor. They come to your home or your facility or your kitchen with up to the 10 kids. That's the birthday boy or girl with 9 friends. And we can run a 2-hour birthday party where all the kids are involved in the kitchen and helping to make the meal.
It's important. And you just have thought of a number of really cool things that will help both parents, children, everything. We've got a call from Pamela in Ohio. Good morning, Pamela. Thank you for calling.
Yes.
Good morning, Pamela.
This program is really needed. My daughter runs a school program, and we were feeding them lunch, ham sandwiches. We had it pre-cut, but the next person that came up, I just said, told her to go ahead and cut cheese some ham. And I could see the puzzle look on her face. She couldn't do it. And I cut it, and I said, make your sandwich. And she put goo gobs of mayonnaise on the bun. So she really didn't know how to make her own sandwich.
Mm.
So this program is really needed.
Well, you know, it's funny, the things that we take for granted that we learned possibly from our parents. But nowadays, so many parents are out working double jobs and sometimes more. And that home instruction is the reservations at a restaurant are calling to have pizza delivered, isn't it?
Exactly. So those... thank you for being on the show. And thank you, Maggie. I listen to you every day.
Well, thank you very much, Pamela. I'm glad we're getting information out about this program. I think it's very important because I love to cook, too.
Me too.
You too. Well, have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Once again, it is Jan Pennington, and she is founder and CEO of Healthy Hands Cooking. Her Healthy Hands Cooking Nutrition and Cooking Certified Instructor Program menu is available through her website, and also the instructions. It's all there, healthyhandscooking.com. Once again, healthyhandscooking.com, Facebook, and on Twitter, it's Healthy Us Kids. Thank you, Pam. Good talking with you. Jan, it's good talking with you. Okay, didn't hear anything from Jan. But anyway, tomorrow, journalism professor Allison Bass with her book, Getting Screwed, Sex Workers and the Law, plus holistic and health experts, doctors Carly Lizette Carney and Mark Carney, and tips on communicating from trainer Lori Burton. Want to remind you, our shows can be heard on demand through SiriusXM.com on demand. Anybody that we've had on, especially over the last 3 months, you can go to my website. It is MaggieLinton.com. Thanks to Adele Coleman Williams and Tony Fowler Day. Have a blessed rest of day. Until next time, seek peace, spread lots of love. I'm Maggie Linton.